The General Assembly attracts heads of state to the United Nations headquarters here in New York City, prime ministers and dignitaries with celebrity-like status. There are stars as well, the kind that come from Hollywood. Some serve as goodwill ambassadors for the UN. In just a moment, actors Don Cheadle and Edward Norton join us to talk about what they do in that role and why. If you have questions about the role of UN goodwill ambassadors, our phone number, 800-989-8255. Email us, talk@npr.org. You can also join the conversation on our website. That's at npr.org. Click on Talk of the Nation. Goodwill Ambassador for Biodiversity Edward Norton joins us from the studios at the UN. Good to have you with us today.
Thanks a lot.
And also with us, Goodwill Ambassador for UN Environment Program, Don Cheadle. He is also the co-author of The Enough Moment, Fighting to End Africa's Worst Human Rights Crimes. He's with us by phone from Los Angeles. And Don Cheadle, good to have you with us today as well. And apparently we're having some trouble with that line to Don Cheadle, so we'll turn to Edward Norton and ask you, how did you get involved with this? Did they approach you, or did you approach them?
I was approached by the UN's Convention on Biodiversity and the Secretary General's office this spring.
And what did they say to you?
They told me that this year, 2010, was the International Year of Biodiversity proclaimed by the UN, and that the Secretary General was looking for a new goodwill UN ambassador specifically to represent the UN's agenda on biodiversity.
And I'm sure you asked what that involved. I know you expect to probably make some trips, but, you know, what are you supposed to do?
I think I understood well enough from some friends who have fulfilled different UN ambassador roles that, you know, the UN obviously has a number of agencies and disparate agendas, from development to refugees to food and health. And I was familiar enough with the UN Environmental Program and to know that in many cases what the UN looks for is for people who have a grounding in a certain issue and a certain agenda to be a mouthpiece for it, help highlight wherever possible that mission and what the UN's work toward that agenda is, and to, you know, guide public discussion towards some focus on these issues.
And I think we do have Don Cheadle now back on the phone from Los Angeles. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Oh, it's nice to have you back on the program. And Don Cheadle, I think people know that you're an activist who've been involved in various causes over the years. How did you decide to get involved in this one?
Well, this particular issue has been something that, you know, predates my interest in Africa with regards to the environment and what I was witnessing happening around me, and what the evidence was seeming to point to, is that we were headed toward critical mass on several different issues globally if we didn't try to link arms and address them. So it was sort of something that came to me across the transom, so to speak. I wasn't looking for the appointment. I didn't know that I was being considered for the appointment. But when it was offered, I thought, well, this is an opportunity for me to do much like what I did with Darfur, to educate myself, really speak to people who are, you know, at the top of these issues, talking to leaders who are focused on these issues, and trying to figure out how, you know, get in where I fit in, kind of what Ed was saying, to put yourself in a place where you take stock and say, well, what can I do from this position? And I'm still in very much the, you know, educating myself process, but it's what Edward said. You know, we're here to try to be focal points for issues that are hard to get in the front.
Well, you have access that other people may not have, yet, of course, you also need to be fluent with the issues and able to talk to people once you get in to see them. This is not an easy process.
No, I agree with that. And what I try to do more often than not is listen and try to find where the links are, because, you know, this issue, when you speak about it to some people, you say environmental or you say conservation and they automatically hear global warming, and it's like you don't even get to the nuanced conversations because it can be so reactionary right off the bat. So you have to figure out where people's interests are with regards to this issue, because it's everyone's in the world, but they are not. They sometimes have to be apprised of that. You guys had a program on just the other day talking about stoves going into India, wood-burning stoves that don't give off the CO2s and the carbons, And that was a process of saying, what do you need? How can we make something that is ultimately beneficial to you attractive to you? It's a multi-layered approach, it seems like to me.
Edward Norton, yeah, you trying to get in?
No, I would just I agree with Don, and I would add that I do think that, to me, one of the fundamental shifts in thinking in this century as opposed to last century's approach to issues of conservation, environment, biological diversity is that I think for a long time people have done just what Don said, which is they've sort of separated issues of human well-being and human development, human economics, from issues of environment, ecosystems, and natural preservation. And I think that if there's a hallmark to the discussions I hear going on inside the United Nations, and if there's something I've seen in my own work in environmental conservation and community development in East Africa, it's that conversation, that split is really over. The era of talking about natural systems versus human needs is over. Everybody is recognizing that environmental issues are economic issues. The cost of not addressing the loss of biodiversity, the cost of doing development in the bad way, carries. And not only is it unsustainable, but it doesn't promote human well-being. So I think environmental conservation, I think some people used to dismiss it as people who cared more about animals than people, but I think that era is over. And I think a hallmark of what we're trying to convey is that for human development, for economic development, we have to come up with sustainable ways for people to get what they need out of the environment, but while preserving that environment.
Let's get a caller in on the conversation. We'll start with Jason. Jason with us from Oklahoma City.
Hi. This question is for both Mr. Norton and Mr. Cheadle. My question was, do you feel like the your experiences as actors and being on location in certain places encourage you to take this role as goodwill ambassadors? And second was, do you think, how do you feel that you could impact others to be not necessarily ambassadors, but to help out these countries here in the U.S.? I'll take my answer off there.
All right, Jason, thanks for the call. Don Cheadle, on location, has this opened your eyes to some issues?
Absolutely, for me, in a very dramatic way. When I went to Chad, when I went to Darfur, even when I was in South Africa and saw, you know, the shanty towns there, and the way that the real, I guess, the vast, you know, separation between the haves and the have-nots, and how resources and access to resources and access to, as Ed says, all of these issues that are interconnected, are the people hurt worse, obviously, the people on the lower economic scale, lower economic rungs, and you see it demonstrated over and over. And to try and, for me, when that happened for me, I couldn't walk away unaffected. And so I started trying to figure out ways that I could apply myself to these issues and link arms with other people who've been doing it a lot longer than I have and have had their feet on the ground a lot longer than I have, to figure out how I can get into that situation and how I can apply my experiences to bear. And that's something that I said, it's a learning curve, and it's I'm still trying to figure that out. We've raised money, we've given to different organizations, as I've said, that are already in those areas, but it's a continuing process. The only answer that comes back that I know to why do it is because the problems are still there.
Edward Norton, have you been someplace on location that helped you
I would say no for me. I haven't had specific experiences through film work that took me to those kinds of places the way Don has. I think it's been rooted more in experiences shared with my family. My sister works for an organization called Partners in Health in Eastern Rwanda. My father has been a conservation and economic development expert working in China and Indonesia, and I've worked on a project in Kenya working with Maasai communities to try to develop sustainable benefits out of their natural the landscape that they own. So my grounding in it was more rooted in experiences outside my film work. But I do want to say to the second part of the caller's question, I do think there's messages that can be conveyed to people at large. I do think that, but I don't necessarily categorize it as what we can only do to help those countries. A big part of what I think people need to understand is that the United States itself needs to make some of these commitments. The International Convention on Biodiversity, which identifies, acknowledges the problems of biodiversity loss and sets a framework for addressing them, has been signed by, there are only three countries in the world that have not signed the Convention on Biodiversity. One is the Vatican, and another one is the United States. The United States is the only large global nation that has not signed the Convention on Biodiversity because it hasn't been ratified in the Senate. So as much as there are things we can speak to the rest of the world about, there are a lot of things we need to talk in our own country about and make sure people are aware of.
We're talking with Edward Norton and Don Cheadle, actors and also UN Goodwill Ambassadors. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. And let's go to Jamie. Jamie with us from Charlotte.
Hi. I feel very privileged to be able to ask some questions because a year ago, I took a class on biodiversity at the University of North Carolina at Charlotte, and one of the things that I found was in Madagascar, they are eliminating their biodiversity, and their biodiversity is so incredibly unique that there's things that are being eliminated daily. And I'd like to know if either Mr. Cheadle or Mr. Norton has had the experience of working directly with anybody to see if anything sustainable can happen in Madagascar so that a lot of the natural resources are not stripped away, because these people are, as far as they're making lemurs in their stew, that's how bad things are for a lot of the native people there.
And
I'd also like to know whether or not either one of them has felt like they have made a direct impact on anything that they've done.
Lemurs are the emblem, I think, of biodiversity for Madagascar. Edward Norton, you're the Goodwill Ambassador for Biodiversity.
I have not had the opportunity to go to Madagascar, but you're definitely right that Madagascar is facing an intensity of biodiversity loss that sometimes is particular to island countries where resources are by definition confined. And mining has played a big role in what's going on in Madagascar, so has deforestation. But I think both the UN Development Program and the UN Environmental Programs have significant projects on Madagascar.
It's hard to tell people sometimes, though, no, you shouldn't mine, you shouldn't have economic development, you shouldn't have agriculture, or are you just trying to tell them to do it in a more sustainable fashion?
Well, I think that's agriculture is a good example, just because one thing pops to mind, is I think that people tend to make separations between economic profitability and sustainability with environmental. They treat it as an either or choice. But take, for example, just if you were to look at one species like bees, which are collapsing strangely in many places. If we lose bees as pollinators, half of the agricultural industry is finished, because there is no synthetic or mechanized way to pollinate fruit trees and all kinds of other things. So if bees go, that's tens of billions of dollars of industry are wiped out. And so it's there needs to be an acknowledgement that natural components, and often specifically animals, are a big part of what we call industry.
Okay, Jamie?
Well, I have another question, and that is, how much is the possibility of tourism playing into some of the roles of some of the projects that you got, that anybody in the United Nations could be working on? Because I really believe that if Madagascar could, its government could settle down and it could get more tourists in, and they could see what kind of profitability they could have from tourism with keeping, and how much people really want to see the biodiversity that's in Madagascar and so unique to Madagascar, then that way they would, you know, want to save instead of farm and destroy through the mining and some of the farming.
All right, Jamie. Thanks for the call. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Don Cheadle, give us an idea of where you might be going next to in your role as UN Goodwill Ambassador.
Well, this conversation is a great step toward a lot of it. I'm learning a lot just listening. As I said, this is kind of a new role for me. What I'm going to attempt to do is work with people that, from the research that I gather, that I deem are actually doing the work that's there, and try to lend myself where I can as a mouthpiece and as a focal point. I just returned from Rwanda a few months ago and had a long conversation with President Kagame, and Rwanda is really one of the shining examples of countries that are making their economic interests align with the environmental interests in the same areas that we're talking about with agriculture.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard to, as you said, tell people who have very, very little that they can't grow and eat and try to sustain their own lives and small livelihoods in that way, and that they have to be part of a bigger economic idea for sustainability for the country. But Rwanda has been able to do that. So, like I said, I'm still in the nascent stages, but places like that where I can lend support and learn and try to explain in other places as I can how that can be done.
Don Cheadle is the co-author of The Enough Moment, Fighting to End Africa's Worst Human Rights Crimes, and also, as we mentioned, UN Goodwill Ambassador for the UN Environment Program. Edward Norton, the UN Goodwill Ambassador for Biodiversity. We thank them both for their time today and wish them the best in their endeavors. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Neil Conan in New York.